Yes, I will.
I like the table.
Good morning. Carl, have you got something you feel God is saying?
Sorry?
Have you got something you feel God is saying? I felt God telling me that you'd got something to say.
Not really, it's just backing up what Cheryl said. We really...
Whoa. I'm not that loud. I'm not Kirsty. Actually, sorry, I'm going to... Perhaps we all should be as loud as Kirsty. Do you know what I mean? Cheryl's saying we need to be dancing, we need to be more exuberant, and I think we should back that up and, you know, really go for it. And I was a little disappointed that the band didn't play another really good song for us to get up and dance to. I think we missed a trick there, and I would have really liked that.
Should I just get everybody to do it anyway? Where's Dave Ritson? He wanted to be at the front of the Oh, he's sat down, you can't see him. He was hoping to be at the front of it. Thanks, Carl. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you this morning. God, we ask you to open our ears and open our hearts, not to what Lucy's got to say, but what you're whispering to us this morning. Amen. When I was tutoring this week in university, and when I told my students the title of my preach, they went, "Can't you change that?" And I went, "I can't, unfortunately, it's the start. Jesus is my friend." I went, "Oh, flipping heck." That is, to me, is that, although I did look at the list and went, I think Zoe's is equally difficult, it's not really a Lucy kind of thing. Jesus is my friend. It feels really wussy. Jesus is my friend. It feels like it's okay, maybe, for Matilda to say that. But as a grown-up person going, Jesus is my friend, isn't that lovely? Cotton wool and candy floss. The one who created the world, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who stepped down from heaven in all his glory and became a person incarnationally living on this earth, is my friend. That's a lovely truth, isn't it? But it does feel like, I thought John Hallett would agree with me this, it feels a little bit like we're robbing God of his awesomeness in the true sense of the word. We're bringing Jesus down to a level of my friend. But then, of course, I looked into it a little bit more. Exodus 33:11 tells us that God spoke to Moses as a friend. It actually says that in the Bible, a friend, and not just in the Message translation. James 2:23 tells us Abraham was the friend of God. So I went, well, actually, if it says that in the Bible, if that is a possibility, then I quite like that. But I don't really want a wussy kind of message to share this morning, and so I hope I'm not demeaning Jesus too much. But I find it quite fascinating as I began to look into it. Because when we talk about Jesus is a friend, it wasn't about a teacher-student relationship or a leader-follower that we think of with the disciples. A friendship is about a two-way relationship. It's about something mutual, about care and concern for each other. And so I'd like to introduce you to three friends of Jesus. Now, we don't know that the PowerPoint's not going to work, but that's okay, because you've all got your Bibles, haven't you? Oh, there you go. Luke 10:38-42. I know that is quite little, but I wanted to trick you into thinking it wasn't that much to read. Look at this, I can read it, I can, from here. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him, Jesus, and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do all the work by myself? tell her to help me. I think that's a bit rude. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are a worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Do you know who Mary and Martha's brother was? Because he isn't mentioned in that bit, but it's later on. Lazarus. Good. Glad we've cleared all that up. Because here we've got three friends of Jesus. Mary, Martha and Lazarus. And they went. Jesus went to stay with his friends in Bethany or Bethania. And that means poor house or the house of misery. So in this poor place, Jesus chose to go to the poor house, or the place of the poor house, the village of the poor house, the village of misery. That's where he chose to go and meet his friends, where he went and found friendship. Mary, Martha and Lazarus, the people he wanted to spend time with. And as we look at this story, it's good to look to find out more about these friends of Jesus and what that means to us. So we find Lazarus later on, if you go to John 11. Bet you can find it quicker than I can on a silly phone. I found it. Did it beat? Oh, I beat you though, Vicky. I beat you. Now, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. It's for God's glory that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, let's go back to Judea. When I said, do you know who Mary and Martha's brother was? Lots of people said Lazarus. You will have heard of Lazarus who raised from the dead. But when we look into the stories, he occurs a few times, but we don't really know much about him. What we know about Lazarus is he had 2 sisters, at least, and he died. And that's just about it. He was dead for 4 days. He stank. He came back to life, and he became a celebrity who some people disliked so much that they wanted to kill him again. Thanks, God. Thanks, nice having a friend like Jesus, isn't it? Having a friend like Jesus doesn't mean your life is going to be simple. It doesn't get much worse than dying, being dead for 4 days, stinking and being brought back to life. The being brought back to life bit is okay, but when you stink, it's perhaps not that great. And then the fact that everybody wants to kill you because Jesus brought you back to life. But it shows us that friendships is more than popularity. It's more than just the situations. It's something you can't help. It's just there. Jesus loved Mary, Martha and Lazarus. He just loved them. There was something about them that he connected with and that they connected with him. What happened when Lazarus rose from the dead? Did he say to Jesus, why did you let me die? Why did you leave me there for 4 days until I stank? Why hadn't you been here? We don't know. He said any of those things. There's no record of that. Because friendship isn't about accusing. It's not about saying, you should have done this. You shouldn't have let me get into that situation. You should have been there. It's about a love, a care and a concern. It's not about saying to Jesus, to God, why God, why are you letting this happen? It's about knowing that our lives are about the glory of God. Let our lives be about unending praise. Not about saying, oh, you. And the same with our relationships on earth. You know, I think there's lots of people with lots of issues with friendships. This is the model that Jesus is saying. It's not about saying, well, you did this, you left me like that, you should have done this. It's about saying, I'm your friend no matter what. Then we have Martha. I like Martha. When I was a little girl, my mum was an elocution teacher, and so one of the poems I had to learn was, Mary and Martha were friends of Jesus. They loved him dearly, and he loved them. Martha was busy making the dinner. Mary was quiet, listening to him. Can't remember it that well. But whenever I hear Mary and Martha, I go back to this little poem that I learnt. And we know Martha kind of got in trouble for being busy. And yet there's something I really like. I feel a bit sorry for her because she was just doing the right thing. And in our culture, maybe you can go, oh, it's a bit rude just leaving your guest there. But certainly in Albania, as soon as you went to somebody's house, they would welcome you in. And the first thing you had to do was say, what would you like? No, you wouldn't say, what would you like to drink? You would bring them a drink. And then you would bring them some sweets. And then you would bring them some cake. And then, if you liked them a lot, you would bring them some fruit. And then, as this went on, you would probably invite them to sit at a meal with you. We would get into this habit of saying, would you like a drink? And they would go, oh, no, no. Because, like, normally when somebody comes to you, I say, oh, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a cup of coffee? But there it's just done. It's what you do. It's expected. This was Martha's household. The expectation was she opened up her house to Jesus. She needed to prepare the things in the proper way because that was the culture. That was the right thing to do. And especially when you'd got this special guest. She was honouring him. She was doing all the things that she should do. Lists, roles, jobs, chores. But friendship sometimes isn't about doing, even if it's things that we should do. Friendship is sometimes about just sitting and being there. We had friends around on Friday night and we invited them for a meal, and I think if they hadn't got a meal, they might have gone away going, starving, that were a bit rude, wasn't it? They didn't give us any food. There's certain things that you kind of go, oh. But actually, there's times when it's just nice to be with people, and even if you've invited them for a meal, it's just so great to be in their company that you don't care if you get a drink, you don't care if you get fruit, you don't care if you get a meal, because it's just about being with somebody. That was what Jesus was saying. Mary's understood what it's about. Yeah, there's things you should do, but I want you to be so in love with me that you just want to be with me. And it doesn't matter what other people say. If they go, well, you didn't do the things you should do, because what matters is what I say. What matters is about our relationship together. And God, Jesus, knows the things we have to do. And he appreciates us trying to do the right things. But it's not about striving. It's not about trying. It's not about doing. It's about a relationship, about a friendship, about you wanting to be with him. Not coming to church because you should do. Not having a quiet time in a certain way because you should do. Not feeling bad because you don't do the quiet time that you feel you should do and you haven't got time to do it. Or you just don't make the time. That's not what it's about. Jesus just wants a friendship with us. He wants to be with us, not with us striving to do what we think we are supposed to do. But just being with him. Stopping and sitting. If we go on back to John, where Lazarus has died, we find quite a different Martha. Because when she heard that Jesus was coming, she went to him, while Mary just sat at the house. She went to him. She knew she needed to be with him, to to be with him. And then she said, if you'd been here. And I was thinking, I wonder what they felt on those 4 days. It said other people in the community came from Jerusalem. They travelled to Bethany to be with Mary and Martha as they grieved. What did they think? We've sent word to Jesus. Why hasn't he come? Why isn't he here? Our friend, he knows we need him now more than anything. Why didn't he come? Let down in their greatest need. It was 1 day's journey away, but he took 4 days. And even then, they didn't know he was coming. They were waiting, and he didn't come when they needed him. But her broken heart didn't just cry out, if only you'd been here, if you would have, if you could have, you should have. Why, Jesus, why? Her broken heart declared what she knew. Alone, let down, grieving and brokenhearted, she said, even now, you can do it. I know that even, let me find the right verse. Verse 22 says, but I know that even now, God will give you whatever you asked. Ask. Even now. 4 days later, when she'd been so hurt, so let down, so brokenhearted, her response was, even now, I know you can do it. Whatever you ask, God, yet will I praise you. Jesus is a friend that in the even now, we can rely on him. No matter what else we've been through, no matter what else our journey is like, here is a friend that we can turn to and go, even now, Jesus, whatever you ask. She didn't tell him to ask. She just said, whatever, I know, whatever you ask will happen. And then there's Mary. The friend who sat at Jesus' feet and broke the culture. Because it's okay to do that with a friend. Mary, the friend who was rash and impetuous, because it's okay to be like that with a friend. The friend who sat still in the house thinking and waiting, because it's okay when you've got a friend. When Lazarus was died, when did she move from her home, her memories, her place of hurt? She moved when Martha came to her and said, the teacher, Jesus, is calling you. At that point, she rose quickly and went to him. When she knew Jesus was calling her name, she got up and she went to him. Not before then. She'd been sat in a situation, in her house, in the place of misery, in the place of poverty, in the place of thoughts and wonderings. She'd just sat there. But when she heard, Jesus is calling your name, Mary, she got up and she ran to him. No matter what the past relationship, no matter what you've done in your life, no matter how bad the place you're in right now, this morning, no, Jesus is calling your name. Today is the day. Today is the day. We need to get up and run afresh to our friend Jesus, because today is the day and he's calling my name. He's calling your name. And very soon after this, we find Mary again, anointing Jesus' feet, wiping them with her hair. And I went back to the disciples' story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And it was the lowest job of the low. It was the job of a servant. It wasn't the job of the master. And here we find Mary doing the job of the lowest of the low, doing the job of a servant, but taking it into a holy act. Taking the precious spikenard, the nard, that was expensive. Smashing the jar, rubbing it into Jesus' feet, anointing his feet, the feet that 6 days later were going to walk to the cross. She anointed those feet with oil that was for burial. And I went, why? Why hadn't she used that? A very short time before, her brother had died. And they hadn't used this oil, this nard. Why hadn't she used it then? And yet, Jesus, a friend, comes to the house and she breaks the jar and she puts it on his feet. And he's not dead. It's not the right place to be doing it. It's not, in everybody else's view, the right time to be doing it. But there's something in Mary that knows that this is the time to break the jar, to anoint his feet. And I've read that oil is such a strong smelling, I don't think it is oil, is it? It's like a waxy something. I don't know how to describe it, but a waxy something. It's thick and it's a heavy smell that would last for days and days. And when she got it in her hair, everywhere she went, there would be the aroma that she'd put onto Jesus. And as Jesus was on that cross, it just made me wonder, as he was gasping for breath, and every breath was a struggle, if he got a sense of that smell from his friend. If something, as he hung there alone and saying, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" He had a sense of a friendship and a reminder of that's what it's about. It's two ways, friendship. And I think so often we've cheapened it into Jesus is my friend, when actually I am a friend of God as well. It's not about coming to church to be refreshed, renewed, refilled. Those things are wonderful. But actually, it's about coming to be with our friend. It's about us giving to God, not just taking. And we're so used to coming and going, "Oh, I didn't get much out of church today. Lucy went on a bit. Coffee wasn't great. Overhead wasn't working properly." Overhead. How old am I? The overhead with the... Somebody had rubbed the words out. Put the paper on upside down. Oh, that was good fun when you used to do that. Some of you have no idea what I'm on about. Bless your heart. Anyway, the overhead isn't working. We rip church apart because it doesn't fit. It didn't fill us. It didn't touch us. It didn't give to us. But you know what? This wasn't about Jesus giving to Mary. This was about Mary breaking what was most precious to her and giving it to Jesus. And I think we need to grow up and get to that love relationship of Mary and say, "I'm not just coming to church for a good little fun morning. I'm not just coming to church for what I can get because it's all about me." It's not. It's about us coming to church and saying, "God, here's my life broken for you. This is my expression. This is my place to come to be with my family and my friends and just to pour out my love to you, God. I don't care if I hear your voice. I don't care if I get tingly fingers or the hair on the back of my head stands up. That doesn't matter. I just want to be with you and give to you. Unending praise be yours. Overflowing, exuberant lifestyles that are just giving to God because he's my friend. I love him. I don't care if my kids come to me and are... Well, I do care when they're horrible to each other. That does annoy me. But I don't care if they're dirty and smelly, which Liliana often is, or grumpy, I go, oh, can I just put my arm around you and have a cuddle? Eden and Timmy will love me telling you that. But I just love being with them. I love being with my friends. I miss being with my friends. Went out with Zoe one day and it was just, oh, such a great time to be with somebody, to talk with somebody, to have your friend there. That's what it's got to be like with Jesus. Not about going, are you paying for lunch? Oh, it's nice of me to come and be in your company, isn't it? How can I get from you? Oh, I'll get a free lunch. We'll have a coffee. It's about giving and being and loving. Nothing more, and yet it's everything, isn't it? So this morning, there's a few things I want you to know and to think about. First of all is, Jesus is your friend. You have to choose to be Jesus' friend. He calls your name. You have to choose to run to him. He welcomes you. He delights in your devotion, not in your doing, but in your sacrifice. He isn't calling you as a student, a learner, or follower. He's calling you as a friend. And as that friend, you want to learn more about him. You want to follow him. You want him to be a part of all of your life. He's asking for you to come by name. You are his friend. From the place of misery, he abides in you. From the place of questions, he invites you to know. Even now, Jesus. And when you don't understand, he shows himself a friend. Your friend. You haven't got to have it all together. You haven't got to know all the answers or understand all the ways. You just need to know Jesus loves you, wants to be with you, delights in you, that you are the person this morning he is calling by name. How much fragrance are we going to leave on Jesus? Not just how much fragrance of him do we get, but how much of our fragrance will he know? How much are we willing to be broken, to pour out our most expensive thing, to give to him? Will the music work, Tamsin? We're going to have a go. Either of them will be okay. I'll let you choose. But I think it's... yeah, that one. As we listen to this, I want you to look in your own heart. I would love to pray for you this morning. If you need to know Jesus as your friend today, today's the day. Don't miss it. If you need to go, you know what, I need Jesus again. I need to get back to that friendship. It's like I've moved away and I don't know him. I would love to pray for you. I'm sure there's other people too. I'm not really just the only person who could pray. If there's something that's touched your heart this morning, then let's get prayed about it. Let's get back into that place of friendship with our Saviour, with our Lord, with our Jesus. Is extravagant.